Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
And I am Corey.
You on that water?
I'm on that water, baby.
I'm on that water too. Shoot, I feel like this is the cleanse of the century.
Okay.
He's just popping and glowing and everything.
Oh yes. Oh yes. We going in 2024 right.
Yes. Skin popping, everything flowing. Well, what's up, everybody? We just gonna get into it. We just doing a whole bunch of foolishness in the world today. I got tons of stories. This ain't gonna be a very long episode, but we gonna get into it. The first thing we about to get into it is this shame-worthy topic. I was beside myself offended by this shame-worthy. So I live in Houston, as y'all know. So at the Galleria Mall, there was basically a sex ring at the Galleria Mall. There was a gentleman that worked there, a piece of shit. I don't know why I was be trying to give them courtesy names and shit. A fucking piece of trash ass man that basically would take it. Women who didn't have babysitters for their children, other associates throughout the mall, he would volunteer to watch their children while they worked their work shifts. And while they were working their work shifts, he would sell their kids.
Oh, wow.
He was sex trafficking their kids. And not only was he sex trafficking their children, he was allowing the people to take pictures and make videos with these minors in the restrooms of the mall.
How long was this going on?
Well, of course, the news report doesn't say how long it's been going on. It does not give you the whole terms of how long it was going on. I honestly don't think they wanted to admit how long it's been going on. But the dumbass man's name is Arthur Fernandez, and and these were toddlers. These aren't. This sounds bad, but I'm not saying like because they weren't middle schoolers or whatever. Like it's disrespectful all the way around. I'm saying these were babies, like toddlers, like four and under.
Mm-hmm.
And he allowed seven different men to gang rape the two toddlers in the mall bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Like, I feel it's crazy because it's like, how could this even go on? Because it's like, hey, this man was watching my baby and now my baby's gone. What? I don't understand how that could keep going, but okay.
Yeah, I know that more of the story is going to definitely unfold. And I definitely want to do an update on this story once we have more details. But of course, because of the nature of everything, everything hasn't been put out about it. And the picture that they have of the man is a Facebook picture, and you can't see anything on him. I'm like, y'all couldn't find no picture. Like, that's all the pictures look like that. I mean, and then even though he's been arrested, there still ain't a mugshot. Where is the mugshot? I just want to shame him like all the way. But I know there'll be a part two to this. and we'll be able to break it down. But yeah, he is a piece of shit. Arthur Fernandez, just a royal piece of shit.
Yes. Yes, Fernandez. Shame on you.
Yeah. The next piece of shit is this dumbass girl, Alicia Owen. She's 20 years old. She was arrested last Thursday and charged with the death of an 18-month-old. She basically poisoned her boyfriend's child by feeding them all kind of harmful substances like acetone, batteries, screws, was just shoving all kinds of stuff down this baby's throat and killed the baby.
There's some sick people out there. Like, why?
I don't even know. I mean, he left the father left the house, and then she calls him and says, "Hey, there's something wrong with your daughter." He rushes back to find his daughter unresponsive and calls 911. She didn't even call 911.
They was black, right?
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. The little girl had to be airlifted to a children's hospital, and she passed away 4 days later from organ failure because she had so much acetone in her body. So that, you know, you remember when there were all those people were passing away in the Dominican from drinking liquor, and it was the acetone in the liquor that they were dying from. Like, and it wasn't the acetone in the liquor, it's the acetone that was put into the liquor that killed them. So, you know, if you know, a couple shots can kill a grown full adult, you know, just imagine what it can do to a infant, an 18-month-old's body. Like, she's a whole piece of shit, too. This her piece of shit ass picture. Like, I don't know what's wrong with these people.
Wow. Well, speaking of jailbirds. You did hear that Gypsy Rose got released.
I did.
Recently. I'm happy for her. And I'm excited. I really wish that whole scenario could have worked out differently. I wish that when situations like that happen, I'd be wanting the person to actually pay for what they did and face the world and have to answer for it. She got off easy. I would have loved to hear her try to explain that, her as in the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? Right. Like, you know, but I'm excited for her. I'm excited for her. And I was just kind of, you know, reading a lot of the comments that people were saying, you know, she's exploiting, you know, her story and, you know, trying to make money and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, there have been, I know, at least 5 or 6, 7 movies made of her story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now she's got one on Lifetime telling her side.
Okay. So my thing is, nobody has a problem with everybody else making money off of her own story. Why can't she make money off of it? you
Yeah, so
know.
that's what she I figured when that came when that her story came out, and it was her telling the story, I felt like she was about to get out of jail because she was about to collect these checks. I just felt like it when I seen it pop up, and I'm like, oh, she must be about to get out of jail.
When so it's already came out.
Yeah, it's on Lifetime. It's like a three-part series on Lifetime.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check it out. I'm gonna have to
Yeah.
check it out. But yeah.
Yeah.
OJ Rose.
Yep, and it's like Gypsy Rose story from prison or something like that. It has something in it about prison. But as soon as I saw it, I was like, "Oh yeah, she about to get out."
Yeah.
She definitely about to get out.
That's good. Good for her.
Yeah, I mean, after watching, I don't know, one of the Netflix specials, one of the spe I don't know if it was on Hulu, whatever special it was on, and after she killed her mom, I just kind of felt like, I don't know, I felt like she already been punished like her whole entire life. Like I don't know. I
Yeah.
didn't feel like she needed to be in jail. I feel like they need to be getting her some kind of help.
Exactly. And what was crazy, you know, the system is so fucked up. Like, even though she had been through all that she had been through, there's people that have just like have killed people in cold blood that have served way less time than she did. Like, I mean, yeah, you know, it's wrong to kill someone, but she had, you know, kind of valid reason, you know, to go there. So I think if there should have been any bit of leniency, you know, it could have been in this case, like, okay, you know, maybe we'll, you know, do something, you know, give a
Some
little. Yeah, you know, give us some time serve, you know, house arrest or something. But she said that she felt like she had more freedom in prison.
yeah,
How crazy is that?
that's real crazy.
Yeah. So you know what else has been like real interesting to me. Have you seen kind of the news and the buzz on Vivica Fox?
Yes.
So there was Vivica Fox was signing autographs,
Autographs.
and there was a reporter that was asking her, you know, do you think it's a good time or something to speak out or have more conversations about the unequal pay, or more conversations that Taraji P. Henson has been, you know, speaking about? And she's just like, well, you know, to each his own, and you know, people have to do what's good for them. I haven't had that experience.
She said, I
And
support my sisters, but I ain't got that problem.
Yeah, I had that problem. I'm good over here. And so, you know, of course the internet went crazy and has been dogging Vivica out. And I'm like, I didn't see it that way. I saw it as, well, I just haven't come up against that problem.
Yeah, she literally says she supports her sisters, and that's just not her experience. And the
Yeah.
thing about it is, what people fail to realize is you don't know what Vivica a asked for her
Ex
roles. So
exactly.
if the role pays me $100,000 and I negotiate $200,000, I got more than what I was asking for.
Right. Exactly.
That I'm not, she's not weighing herself against what a male counterpart. She asked for this amount, that's what she's getting. So I feel like when she's negotiating her roles, she's receiving the amount of money that she's asked for. She's and not she's getting undercut. So she is okay with what she's getting paid. Exactly. And so I didn't see anything wrong with it either. I don't understand why, as women, we fight and do everything for solidarity and for our open mind and be able to speak our this and speak our that. And then as soon as one of us does it and we don't go with the flow of everybody else, then it's like, cancel Vivica. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is, it's just so crazy to me how, like, Black women are the least supported. Since you're not supported, you can at least support yourselves or each other. And if you're not, respect somebody that's not. She didn't disrespect y'all.
She did not disrespect. And I think, I don't know what it is. I think for one, it's like, that's not maybe everybody's experience.
And it's not everybody's fight.
Yeah. And it's not everybody's fight. Like, and then a lot of that also depends on your agents.
Yeah.
Your agents are the ones who go in there and battle and fight for you or whatever. I don't know who represents between the two. You know, maybe Vivica had a big agency. You know, a big representation that what she asked for, they gave. You know, whatever the case may be. But what she's saying is that wasn't my issue. And no, and I could say the same. Nobody, no other woman on the cast said anything. I didn't hear Danielle say, well, yeah. I didn't hear Fantasia say, well, yeah. Like, nobody else said anything, so, like, why y'all down at Vivica's throat? Like, this is something that Taraji is facing. I don't know what she's asking for. I don't know, you know, I don't know what she is comparing.
Did you notice that she never promoted the movie?
What do you mean? Like, she went to, like, all the little stuff
I know, but you know how they're always going to, like, as soon as something's coming out, they're on every show talking about,
like, David Letterman,
everything. And, like, yeah, she didn't do any extras. Like,
I didn't pay attention to it. I mean, I don't know, I guess because I felt like I saw her at a lot of stuff. You know, and maybe that was when she did, like, stuff with the whole cast.
It was
maybe.
Yeah, there was some cast stuff, but there was no individual stuff.
Oh, okay. I didn't really pay attention to that.
Because, you know, as soon as they have a movie coming out, they're going from show to show to show to show to make sure, hey, y'all gonna watch my show, watch whatever's coming out. And I ain't seen her on nothing that I didn't see them all in.
But did they do individuals? Because I don't remember seeing anybody on individual. It was like all everybody.
I don't know, but I'm just used to seeing her. I'm used to her promoting her stuff, like Fantasia and stuff like that. I know, because she's a singer and that's not really, you know, unless she got an album coming out, she's really not doing that. But Taraji, there's not been a movie that I can think of that she's been in that she wasn't out saying, hey, this is my movie, come out and see it.
I'm wondering if they had it set up to do, like, a group effort thing, because I didn't see anybody do any individual things. Like they were all on The View, they were all on what's that, Good Morning America. Like I didn't see any individuals. They was all on J-Hood. I don't know. I don't know, maybe they was doing a joint venture, but whatever the case may be, but I mean, you know, I don't know. I hope she can get what she want or whatever. But I wonder why she can't. Why? I wonder what's the problem.
I don't know, but the Queen Oprah will is a will in your career, so I hope they she put.
Well, I also didn't like how the internet thugs was coming at Auntie. I'm like, these people don't know nothing about the movie industry, how it works. Just because you're executive producer and just because you're a billionaire, that doesn't mean that you set people's pay.
Right.
You don't. But they blaming Oprah.
Well, I mean, it was, I mean, I watched one video where they were all taking pictures, photographs together, and Oprah and Taraji were first next to each other and kind of giving each other the little stank look, and then somebody else walked up and Oprah hurry up and separated herself from Taraji. So, like, it was just all tension.
I don't know. I think people be looking into shit. I do. I think people be looking into shit and it don't even be
Don't
what
be
it
what it
is.
is.
It don't even be what it is. I remember there was a video, I mean pictures of Lala and her son, and she was like doing like reaching after him, and you know, her face was all scowled up, and it was like she's, you know, an abusive mom or whatever, and like on they had like a show or whatever, so they were actually filming that day, and they showed the actual footage. They were playing, and like they snapped pictures just like at the right moment, just when maybe her face was like frowned up, but she was like laughing or whatever. But they took that snap where it looked like she was upset and she was reaching at him, not like, I'm finna tear your ass up, but like reaching at him, and you know, and I think shit like that be happening. And it's like, I'd be like, look, because I saw a video, and it was like, look at their body language, look at their body. I'm like, now we got body language experts over here.
Yes.
Child, please.
You said, child, please.
Y'all better leave Auntie
Listen.
alone.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, there's some people that you mess with and there's some people you don't. And I just feel like she can end some shit for you.
I think, and that's also the thing, like Taraji has said multiple times, Oprah has been very supportive, you know, of everything, and has talked to me about problems and, you know, and blah 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 blah. But nobody will, I don't know, it just doesn't fit people's narrative. Like they want to believe that, you know,
Right.
like it's like the whole Jada and Tupac. Jada has said, we have never been together. We tried and it didn't work. We kissed and it was nothing. Oh, she loved him. She loved him and all she. Y'all ain't never, we ain't never been together. But it don't fit the narrative. Like, we gotta, this is our joke. We not letting this go. You in love with this man. You can't never let him go. And you comparing Will to him. And it's like, y'all, please. Please. The folks done told y'all. But,
They did. They
whatever.
did.
Whatever. What else we got?
So Kelly Price, she's on, she's one of the judges on Sunday Best. And she basically came out and said that she is the only
Only.
artist slash judge who wasn't fucking somebody else's spouse on the show. So, with that being said, the hosts that have been on the show is Mary Mary, CeCe and BeBe Winans, Jonathan Reynolds, Yolanda Adams, Donnie McKirkland, Kim Burrell, Kirk Franklin, and Kiara Shard or was it
Here.
Sheard, yes, her, the little Clark's daughter, Clark's sister's daughter. Yeah, so
Oh, and also the Reynolds guy. I forgot his
yeah, I said his name.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Jonathan Reynolds.
Yeah, Jonathan Reynolds. Yeah, I was like, Kelly, what are you doing? Like, what is going on? Like, I didn't really follow or get into that story because I was like too embarrassed to even get into it or even try to like to even try to dive into it. It was like, what is going on here? Like, who you mad at? Like, what's really
Feeling
happening?
like Kelly Price is like Monique.
Is Monique?
Yeah.
What do
You
you
know
mean?
how they kind of like blackballed Monique and put her in this little bubble and won't let her out. I feel like they did the same thing with Kelly Price. So I feel like every couple years, she pop out with some drama and make herself relevant. That's how Monique is. She just go away. All you do is see her doing a workout video, workout dance videos. And then bam, she just come out of the woodwork with some stuff. And you be like, oh shoot, Monique. And then she just fades back into the black. And then a couple more years later, she need to be relevant again, a whole nother story pop out. Kelly Price the same way.
But let me tell you, I just me. I feel like Monique is sincere in her stories and things that happen and pop out. And I feel like it'll be like, I don't feel like Monique be like, oh, let me get this to y'all. I feel like it's usually somebody done said something, and she'd be like, now hold on, no, that ain't what happened, or that's not the tea, it was XYZ. I feel like she'd be shutting shit down, like, you just not gonna.
Now, I'm not saying that either one of them, their stories are fabricated or untrue, or even the circumstances don't even, match up. I'm not saying none of that. I'm just saying that I feel like Kelly Price is the Monique of music because she just be fading out. And when she fade back in, it's always something to be like, boom. Not you gave a whole panel of judges and said you don't. only one.
The only, but like, what was this about? Where did this come from? Why? Why? And then, excuse me. Like, you took shots at, that's like a lot of people. Like, you ain't gonna clarify nothing?
I mean, she was going back and forth with an Instagram user
She, that's
on
what
a
I heard.
post.
That's what I
Yeah.
heard.
Yeah. And so that's how it started. That's how the allegation started. So she was talking about people having inappropriate relationships with minors. Like it was going, it was thick. It was a thick conversation.
So has like any of the judges or hosts like said anything, responded, or
Nobody has said anything.
that just kind of quiet
But
down?
they said they feel like somebody said something. One of the judges provoked it, the conversation. And that's how it ended up coming. That's how her outbursts end up coming out. So somebody
Also,
said something behind the scenes, and that's how it came out.
Interesting.
Yep.
I
So
kind of feel like, I don't know if I just was ignoring that, but I kind of feel like that kind of like faded away. They was like, hold on, let's just hush this on out the way. I don't know if it was still making its rounds or whatever, but yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, but the fans was like they all supporting her and everything. Like she was saying that the conditions that the contestants and stuff are subjected to needs to be improved. Like a lot of the stuff that she was saying, other than the affair stuff was like, I guess legitimate stuff. So I think a lot of people are standing behind her on this because of how she, I guess, how she's been like looking out for the artist and stuff.
I never watched Sunday Best, so I don't really know all of that much about it, but I guess.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I feel like, like I said, Monique, she don't pop out until something. And Kelly Price the same way. They just don't be popping out until it's something. And when they pop out, it be something. So I feel
Oh,
like more is gonna happen with this. But I mean, if it I mean, no one's shocked about Kirk Franklin. I mean, because he's done interviews about his stuff. So, but I'm just like, and then like I'm like, who Yolanda Adams over there boinking on? Her and Donnie over there been hooking up. Like who been
oh
like
shit, but you know, Yolanda like roughneck.
well.
Like roughneck, she like I think what she like rappers. I think she said she had a crush on Busta Rhymes or something like that. It was somebody that was like, what? Not Miss the Battle is Yours. It was 2 Chainz. It was somebody that was just like okay. But you know, them Houston
I'm just
girls.
saying the amount of years that she's been on the show, like, hey, you learn people.
You learn, and listen, growing up in church, baby, them church people is some maybe some of the biggest freaks I know. I know. I seen him. We went out together.
Look, speaking of church, Don't you got a church story for us?
Oh, yes. I have a church story for us. So there is, uh-oh. Yes, there is a church where the pastor, Ricky Scott Sr. of East St. Peter Baptist Church in Oxford, Mississippi, his mistress, Yolanda Chandrea Beavers, alleged mistress, disrupted the morning worship and revealed that she was pregnant by the pastor. And the church went into a uproar. So the video, I'm sure it didn't catch her saying this confession. I'm sure the people wasn't expecting that, so they had, problems fumbling with their phone and stuff. So we got kind of the aftermath after she probably said all of that. But so, you see all this commotion, and I guess they drag her out of the church or whatever. But the shocking part for me was that the pastor seems to run to the back, I guess, to go get the bylaws, because I guess the congregation was like, oh, you need to go. You gotta get out of here. And he said he not going nowhere.
At
He got
all.
the bylaws and I gotta be voted out and all of this stuff. And like, no shame. No shame. And I don't think he denies.
Didn't deny everything that I seen. Nothing said he denied a bit of it.
No, he doesn't deny it, but he's standing on business.
He said he is the gospel.
He is the gospel and he is
He is
spreading
the gospel.
it.
And his wife, she stands proudly at his side. And they gonna raise that baby together. Allegedly. They allegedly gonna raise the baby together, honey. Mama one and
Y'all.
mama two. When I tell you they drug her out of there with her little belly poking out.
Belly poking out, bra all exposed. Like, if I was in service that day, I don't know what I would have did. I just would have been in shock, and like nobody left. The congregation was, I don't know if they was in shock, but the it was old people recording. Why y'all recording? I mean, I appreciate it, but why y'all recording? Y'all need to be praying in this moment, and they recording. That was, can you imagine? I know the phone lines was,
Yeah,
baby.
because the police were called in the end, and the police ended up having to escort the mistress out a second time, and several other church members.
Ooh-wee.
I bet you the mothers of the church was like, the devil is among us, is moving all through the house of the Lord.
Oh,
We
baby,
need to.
they
I
called her
know they
out of.
prayed afterwards. Oh, I know they prayed afterwards.
Oh, baby, they didn't have no prayer. They called an emergency
Oh,
elder meeting. Baby, they had a meeting at Bishop and Lady Sandra's house right after. Oh yeah, we got to get
hey,
him out of here.
they took the keys to the Cadillac.
Know it.
Cut
You
the rental
know it.
stipend off.
Bang, bang. Oh my.
Listen,
Can you
church
imagine?
is church will be closed until further notice. We will pray from our homes.
We I don't know how you bounce back from that. And I don't know how you just don't walk out, Pastor, just be like, you know what? I'm gonna sit this one out.
He said, I'm gonna go get these bylaws because y'all can't get rid of me. I
Y'all.
know my rights.
Like, really?
He ain't getting out.
He's standing on business.
Too funny.
And then the girl looked young.
She do. She
She
look
looked
real
young.
young.
Yeah.
She do.
I wonder, do she go, like, did was she a member there?
I'm pretty sure she was a member.
I wonder was her mama at service.
Her
Lord.
mama was, I know her mama was at the service.
Oh my God, Miss Betty.
Miss Betty is upset. I can't believe you came in there and showed your ass in the
Miss Betty was so shy. And you know they all looking at her. Oh, Miss Betty. And she from Miss Betty probably one of the mean ushers that don't nobody like, no way. Oh.
and they was like, her little Jezebel daughter.
Oh, fast tail.
Oh, fast self. She always, wherever the men's at, that's where she at. Oh, fast self. Now she done got pregnant and she blaming it on the pastor because she don't know who the father is.
Now she wanna fight first lady. Ooh wee. I'm gonna go look her up on Facebook.
Ooh.
Yolanda.
Yolanda.
You know her mama named Betty, naming her something like that. Yolanda. Let me
That
see it.
is too funny. I was just like, when I saw the story, I was like, oh, we have got to talk about this. We
Yeah.
have got to. It's a must.
Yeah, that's crazy. She ain't got no Facebook.
She probably had one. She probably had to take it down.
I'll find you. Give me a little time. We need to get her on the show.
You know, just gonna send out a little request.
Okay, come on here and tell your story exclusive
Yes.
on
All
Naturally
right.
Unbothered.
On Naturally Unbothered. Come on and sit on this. Come on and sit down with us and have a little chit chat. Let's chop it up about it. But y'all, we thank y'all for tuning in. This has been another great episode of Naturally Unbothered. Make sure you guys are following us wherever podcasts are streamed, whether it is Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, Apple. We are on Audible. We everywhere. Wherever you can listen to a podcast, we are there. Naturally Unbothered Podcast is there. We thank y'all for kicking it with us. This is the 250 first or second 52nd episode. Our anniversary is coming up March the 9th. I don't know what we got planned, but we gonna plan something. We planning something. We gonna get something planned. We thank y'all for rocking with us. Make sure that y'all, go to naturallyunbothered.com, the number, no, naturallyunbothered.com to get all your merch and stuff like that. And also go to naturally unbothered the number 2 at gmail.com and send Ebony some Say My Names. Y'all came through in 2023 with the Say My Names. And I'm just telling y'all right now, the start of 2024, disappointed. Don't write us with no BS. Do y'all hear me? Do y'all hear me? I mean, are y'all really listening?
You
I
still
mean, for
upset about that,
I mean, don't do it. Just don't. Don't write us no Dear Abbeys. We don't want no Dear Abbeys. We don't want it. So don't send us that. Okay?
Ooh.
So if you want to call us, If you want to give your two cents on any of the stuff that we dished out today, alleged stuff,
Alleged.
you can call 205-308-8304. That's 205-308-8304. And leave your feedback, leave us some messages, send Ebony some dick pics. She be lonely, she at work. She want to see some dick pics or some nipples or something. Just whatever. Just don't send no kids, because we ain't got time to be going to jail. That's some shameworthy shit. We will shame you. We will shame
Okay.
you and turn you over into the police. I'm not even playing. If you send any babies
All
doing anything, your phone number is gonna be sent to the police. Don't send us no foolishness. Just send us all the fun, all the memes, all the jokes. We like all of that. Send that shit in. Until next time, y'all. It's been another great episode of Naturally Unbothered.